Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. Hope everyone is doing well. Hey, for my live viewers over there on LinkedIn, can you hear me okay? Just making sure. Let me know in the comments. Hey, super excited to bring you a topic today. But first, hey, some of you, right? This may be the first time you're tuning into this podcast. Maybe it's on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. We upload it everywhere on the internet. If you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I am the CEO and co-founder of Executive Career Upgrades, the fastest growing career services organization in the U.S. This is the second year in a row we've been on the Inc. 5000 list. And hey, we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and most importantly, be successful at the job. If we could ever be of assistance to you, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. And of course, if you get any value today, leave us a review over on Apple. We would greatly appreciate it. It helps get the message out. And most importantly, it helps individuals have a plan when they're approaching their search, being successful in their role, potentially getting promoted as well with leadership tactics and strategies. So, huge week for ECU. Hey, we had almost 10 offers accepted, and we've had over 70 interviews for clients this year. That brings us to, I think we're at approaching 1,900 multiple six-figure interviews, over 300 offers as well. So, hey, huge congrats for all of the clients in the Exec Upgrades community that are doing what they need to do so that they can get hired as quickly as possible. Excellent. So let's get into it today. What are we talking about today? Well, I will tell you. There is no denying that you've been seeing reports recently, right? One report is, you know, almost 150,000 people have been laid off this year. That's what's documented. And from what I was looking on LinkedIn yesterday, right, I saw that VMware is also doing some layoffs as well. If you haven't noticed, inflation is at an all-time high, right? Some people, you know, are just getting crushed. And because of inflation, what happens? For some businesses, it's really good. For some businesses, it's extremely bad, and it crushes those businesses. It crushes those profitability standards. And that's why companies have to let go, you know, of individuals as well. But what I want to share with you just real quick, let me find it. Sorry if you're tuning in. I want to share with you because the reason why we actually held an event last night called, right, Emergency Career Planning. Here's the workbook that we actually went over if you're tuning in live. If you didn't get a chance to make it and you registered, the link and the workbook has already been kicked out, so check your email. If you're on the Exec Upgrades email list, the recording was also emailed out along with the workbook. If you're not on our email list, well, hey, email me at tim@execupgrades.com. We will get you on the email list so we can continually bring you tactics and strategies to recession-proof your career. But most importantly, we can give you the long-form version of the event that we held last night, giving people tactics and strategies on how to help during some of these kind of more troubling times. But I just wanted to, you know, we're going to go over some tactics and strategies here of what to do in down markets and periods of uncertainty. But what I really want to go over, let me pull it up here, is some of the things that have, you know, some of the things that I've been personally seeing on LinkedIn, because this is the reality of 2024 right now if you don't have a plan. So I've seen numerous posts over the last couple of days. I want to share a couple of them with you. I'm of course going to not say the last name just for that personal privacy. One sec. I promise it's here. I promise. Okay. Final. Here we go. All right. Here it is. So John, he's a HR exec. He says, of all the interviews I had, I just got the last and final rejection. No further interviews lined up. This is it. I ran out of forbearance allowed for mortgage on my house. I spent years working to be able to build and provide a flip base for my family and extended members. In 1 month, it will be on the market and I will be jobless and homeless. The scary part is houses aren't even selling due to interest rates and wages decreasing. So I might face foreclosure. After 14 months, there was not one person willing to think I earned a chance on their team. Maybe it was interviewing. Maybe it was his looks, he said. Maybe it was a lot of change in priorities, all by coincidence. Whatever the reason, I'm here with a small window to get an offer before it all comes down. How did I get here? How is finding a job as difficult as winning the lottery? How could this happen? You work so hard, give up your time, devote to a company, you're laid off and face the toughest market ever. How? There's no answer, to be honest. It just is what it is, and that's it. Another one bites the dust. Lamika said, as someone who was just recently laid off as well, I am now getting stressed reading how long it's taking people to find new roles. There are so many great people out there up against the same thing, all being cut from companies where they were at for many years making deserving salaries and being let go to save company money. I'm just starting this journey, but I'm trying to stay optimistic. It's just really difficult because of everything I'm reading. This is a different market like I've never seen before. Melissa says, I've been out of work for a year now and have sold everything of value, including my home. It's not ideal. She's working multiple part-time wages just to stay afloat, and that's a show game as well. Hopefully, there will be some relief soon. I wanted to share that with you because I wanted to say, if you are in a search right now, now is time to get extremely serious about your search. Because a lot of people have laid off. Inflation's at an all-time high. Inflation makes it so, you know, businesses are just more skeptical to bring on people. They're more, not skeptical per se, like say they need a VP of sales. They need that person, but they're, right, the standards to hire during these economic times, they're just going to raise them so much more. And when you pair that with a competitive workforce, right? And by the way, the biggest thing last night is everyone saying, hey, I'm applying to jobs online and no one's calling me back. If you followed this podcast at all, you know that that is not a winning strategy in 2024. Because here's the problem if you're a director, VP, or an executive or someone with 20 years of experience. Everyone has already paid a resume writer, right? So what do you do with people that have had successful careers? They've all paid a resume writer. They've all optimized their resume. And now you're competing against 500 people that have a resume just like yours, trying to get in the door through a recruiter. That's the challenge of 2024. So if your strategy right now during these hard economic times is still the same old strategy for the past 20 years of apply for jobs online, cross my fingers, hope and pray someone's going to, you know, call me, you're going to put yourself into a bad position, right? Make sure if you're in a search right now, right, you hopefully are developing some type of strategy. And that strategy cannot be apply online, cross my fingers, and hope it all works out. Also, what I've seen, well, I'll just share with you. Last night, I asked people, if someone called you right now for an interview that you had to do later today, how confident would you feel about going on that interview that you know the right things to say? I'm not saying you're going to be the best thing ever, but you know how to do your pitch, the questions to ask, the objections you'll probably get and how to overcome them, how to lock down those next steps, how to clarify questions, things we teach here at ECU. I said, how many of you would be prepared to do that? And I will share with you, only 55% said, yeah, I think I'd be able to handle that. 45% said, absolutely not. So think about this for a sec. Nearly 50% of people who are in a search right now don't feel confident that they even know what to say on an interview. One of the struggles right now, if you're a senior leader, and I shared this last night as well, is one of the things that causes a lot of rejection, frustration, etc., is because just because you're a financial executive who's done, had a phenomenal career, maybe you went to a good school, right? You've had some great accomplishments, right? A job search and a job search strategy and an interview strategy has nothing to do with anything financially related. Does that make sense? Being a good software engineer, being one of the best, right? Software engineering leader, right? VP of engineering, maybe. Remember, Everything about the job and the job search strategy process, none of it has anything to do with anything software. Does that make sense? So as I've shared with you before, okay, there's five steps to a job search. Okay, number one, you need to be clear on where you're going. Number two, you need to be branded effectively. Most people are. Number three, you have to get in front of people that can hire you. How do I get on interviews, Tim? You have to get in front of people that can hire you. How do I get on interviews? One more time. You have to get in front of people who can hire you. Next step, you need to be able to convert those interviews into offers. As I've shared with you, most people don't even have a plan for that. And number five, you need to know how to talk about money, which 95% of people I know don't feel comfortable because we poll people here at Exec Upgrades. So what does that mean? You need a strategy. Trying to say there's so many different ways to let you know this is a serious issue right now and you need a strategy. And most people in a job search right now don't have a strategy. They're applying for lines, crossing their fingers, and they don't know what to say, even if the small chance they do get on an interview. Can we all agree that's a problem? So think about this. You don't approach your work if you're an executive, right? If you're a professional at doing what you do, you know that planning is super important, okay? And if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, okay? All right, so let's get into, here is a couple things that I would do during these periods. Number one, even if you're not looking for a job, I would make sure I would know my next target and I would, at a minimum, have my documents updated. So if your documents aren't updated right now, okay, there's a lot of, you know, havoc in the marketplace right now. Always be prepared, okay? So make sure you always know what you're targeting next. Anyone listening to this right now, hey, if I was let go today, would I be prepared? Most resume writers you work with, right? They're going to take 3 weeks to get your documents back. Here at ECU, hey, we get them done in 5 to 7 business days, I believe. We can help with that. Go to execupgrades.com/podcast. You need an updated resume and an updated LinkedIn profile at all times, period, end of story. The last thing you want to do is be let go today and then literally wait for 30 days for a resume to be done. Probably not the best strategy. Always have your resume updated. Why? Number one, so you're always prepared. Number two, because there are headhunters and recruiters on LinkedIn who are continually looking for talent. And if you don't have professional pictures, you don't look like a professional, you don't have your accomplishments, it doesn't look pretty and optimized, showing a track record of success, no one's ever going to contact you. Okay. So that is vital. Number two, your network. I have statistical data right now that says 17.3% of everyone we have worked with this year at ECU, directors, VPs, and executives, 17.3% have got hired from their own network. Now, obviously, before working together, they already told us, all of them did, hey, I've already reached out to my network. No one can help me. But most people don't know how to approach networking. That's why they're fearful about it. That's why they don't like to do it. They think it's self-serving. They think all of these crazy reasons. What's crazy is, if you were going into the market, why wouldn't you reach out to people that probably want to help you? But you're going to go try to do all this cold stuff when no one knows you. Why would you do that? So here's what I would do. Make a list. Who have you worked with at your prior companies? Who were the past CEOs? Who were your past team members? Who were your past bosses? Who were your past vendors, cross-functional teams, etc.? Where are they now? Make a list. Number two, how do I contact him? You do not tell them that you're searching for a job. Hey, John, it's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since we talked, but hey, I just got laid off. Can you help me? That's pretty weird, right? The purpose after you build the list is number two, just reconnect with them. Hey, John, it's been a while since we worked at IBM together. I see you're over at Oracle now. I just realized we haven't connected in many years. Hey, would you have time to catch up later this week? Just a sample message of something you can say besides, I need a job. Can you help me? Number two, right? When you're reconnecting with them, right? Ask them how they've been. How's the family? What projects are you working on? How's everything going at your job? I see you got promoted. Hey, is there anything I can do to help you? That's how 98% of the call should go. The last 2% is, you know, you could ask questions like, right? Hey, I'm in a search right now, John. who do you think it would make sense to connect with in your network where there might be some opportunity? Hey, do you think there's some opportunity at Oracle? Hey, I saw this position at Oracle. Do you know who leads this department? People are hired at the director, exec, and VP level because of networking or because of getting in front of people who can actually hire them. You have to learn these strategies. You have to learn how to network. We have there's actually an episode that we recently did with Pam, who we've worked with twice now. Let me see what episode. Maybe Christy in the chat. Christy, can you help me out? I think it was 10 or 15 episodes ago. It was a client series where Pam talked about how she got five offers from networking. If you're tuning in right now and you haven't heard that episode, you should absolutely do that, because in periods of economic uncertainty, right, leveraging networks is vital. So number one, we got to be clear where we're going. Number two, we have to make sure we're always prepared and we got our documents updated, so we're never waiting on that, and make it easier to be found. Number two, we have to leverage our network. I just briefly told you how. And number three, you have to get known to decision makers. You have to get known. How do we do that? LinkedIn is phenomenal. Once you know your target of I'm targeting mid-sized tech companies, you can use LinkedIn to see every single decision maker at those companies. And you could tell them why you're best fit for a role they have open, or you can just connect with them, right? Letting them know that you're searching for your next opportunity. I don't think that's weird. If I know I'm good at what I do as a VP of sales for tech, if I know I'm good at what I do, it's my duty, obligation, responsibility to reach out to people that I might be able to help and say, you know, say I don't know if this company even has an opening, and I reach out to the CRO, I would say something like, hey, John, I'm in a job search right now. Hey, John, I'm looking for my next opportunity. I thought it made sense to connect. Over the past 20 years, I've led teams of up to this, brought in this much revenue collectively, and specialize in this. Hey, does it make sense to have a conversation? There's also the Inc. 5000 list, which is published for 2024, the 5,000 fastest growing companies in the US. Do you think they need tech people? Do you think they need finance people? Do you think they need program people, project managers? They need everyone. They're in fast growth. Some of them are growing exponentially. They can't even hire people fast enough. That would be a good target as well. But the biggest component of recession proofing your career is two things. Number one, always be prepared and have a strategy. Okay. And number two, you got to take massive action. In 2024, it is a volume game. You could be Harvard degree, best person, everything's great. Your biggest problem, and I tell our clients this all the time, is that not enough people know you. Not enough people like, know, and trust you. And if a lot of people like, knew, and trusted you, you would never go without purposeful work. So as you're connecting with these hiring managers on LinkedIn for opportunities that are known or unknown, maybe there's not any opportunity there, but maybe there is next week. So how do we stay top of mind? You have to create valuable content on LinkedIn. You have to. If I'm that sales leader connecting with those VPs of technology, what am I talking about every single day? How to follow up to get big deals done. What I found successful on building sales teams. Because I know this, if I'm connecting with chief revenue officers continually on LinkedIn, they're accepting my connection, and I'm talking about ways I've grown revenue, increased follow-up, done these pinnacle things inside my sales career, that's going to resonate with those people. And then if an opportunity does arise, where do you think they're going to go? The one guy they've been viewing on LinkedIn for the past month or 2 weeks or a couple months, or over cold to Indeed? Absolutely. You have to get known. This is a new market. And I get it. When our parents were, right? When our parents were searching for jobs, what'd you do back in the day? Hey, you put on a suit. You printed out a hard copy of your resume and you went and handed it out at all of the businesses in the local town. We don't live in that environment anymore. And most people at the director, VP, and exec, I don't have the exact numbers, but I do know that 83%, 84% of people at ECU typically work remote in senior leadership roles. So that's another challenging thing. So not only are you competing with the resume game in Tampa, Florida, every position, it's more difficult now and more challenging because you're competing with the whole freaking United States. because the positions likely are remote. And if you're targeting those high-level positions, you're not only competing with America, you might be competing with Europe, Canada, South America, or Europe. It's competitive right now. Don't set yourself up for failure. You need a plan and you need a job search strategy. If you don't have one, immediately go to execupgrades.com/podcast so that we can help you, or at least get a copy of the recording yesterday, okay? The last thing I would want to happen, right, is people get into financial turmoil. They lose homes. They lose cars. They're not able to support their kids for college if that was one of their dreams. And what happens for marriages when people go through this financial things? It becomes tough. It becomes very stressful. Don't ever put yourself in a position to fail. And failure would be doing the same things over and over again that haven't been working for several months and thinking that just something's going to radically shift and your dream job or a job that pays you well is just going to show up at the door. That's not going to happen. In 2024, if you're in a job search, you need to get in front of as many people you can per day. And then you need to follow up with content, with the branded profile. Okay? Very, very, very important. People who do not do this and don't take a job search seriously. And I'll be the first to tell you, hey, if it's been 30 days and you haven't got some serious traction in your job search, I would immediately get help. We talk to people every day that have been doing it on their own for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. I talked to a guy last week. I think I told you this. Been on a job search for 15 months. You have to know that something's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? If you haven't got traction in 30, something is wrong. If you have been on 6 interviews and you are not approaching final rounds, it is what you're doing in the interview. Okay? So my last tip for you is leave the arrogance behind you, okay? And be willing to ask for help, right? Because logic says if you went on multiple interviews and you haven't converted them into an offer, it's likely something that you're doing on that interview or not doing, right? So, hey, take control of your career today. And again, if you're in a search, approaching a search, get very serious right now, okay? Get very serious on trying to get a hold of as many people as you can, right? And definitely go check out that video that we did last night. You can email, if you're not on our email list again, you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Okay? But hey, hopefully I've stated it so many times. Get serious about your search and never put yourself in a potentially bad financial situation because of poor planning. All right, until next week, have a great day, everyone.